We are joined by Endicott College head football coach Paul McGonigal. Paul, welcome. Thanks for joining us again.
Thank you, Bill. Good to be back.
Well, here we are, another Monday, and you guys are got another win under your belts. Now 5-0, an impressive win against Husson, 20-0 score, and of course, importantly, a league win, the league opener for you guys. So, your takeaway from Saturday's win with some real October football weather?
Yeah, it definitely was. You know, some rain. It didn't hold back our fans' homecoming. The crowd was unbelievable for a little bit of rain and the Hall of Fame ceremony in the morning and all that stuff. But it was a great crowd, and our players, our defense had another great game. And offensively, we did move the ball some back and forth, up and down the field, and put it together and scored some points more in the second half.
So it was your third shutout. Tell me about the defensive effort, if you will. Tyler Davis, led the team in tackles, and you've been getting defensive stars, if you will, from a variety of different people so far this year, right?
Yeah, I think it's a complete overall effort. You know, one game, it's one. You know, they all play well, and then but one game, someone else will shine per se, and then someone else will the next day. Because I think, you know, teams will say, okay, let's go over there and attack that guy, and then maybe that guy has a better game because he has more opportunities, and vice versa. But it's a very unselfish group, very sound group, and they fly to the ball and just give great effort.
Tell me about your running game now. You got a couple of running touchdowns. Well, three running touchdowns, including one from quarterback Clayton Marenghi. But you kind of got that 1-2 running attack with Tyler Bridge and Xavier Cosmo Diaz. So tell me about the running attack.
Yeah, it's been getting better and better each week. Actually, our starter, A.J. Caginelli, had a couple good games before he got hurt in the WPI game. Hopefully we'll have him back. But it's just kind of a good 1-2 punch. Tyler's kind of, you know, bigger, taller, 6'2" running back, and Yave's a little bit shorter, scat back. But they've both been doing well, and the run game was great, especially this past, I think we rushed for over 300 yards, especially with the weather this past Saturday, and obviously Clayton with his legs a threat. So, but obviously, it starts up front, the offensive line, you know, they're blocking the tight ends and the receivers. I mean, even at one point in the game, the receivers were asking to run the ball, which was great.
Yeah, and tell me about the weather aspect. I mean, I don't think weather's impacted anything until maybe this last game on Saturday. Not overwhelmingly impact, but it was kind of a nasty day for sure.
Yeah, it was. It started out with some rain early on, and kind of stopped and came back on again. But then it stopped in the second half. But you know, both teams have to play in it. It's kind of one of those ones where, you know, if you have a preseason where it's rain, you're ready for it. If you don't have a preseason where it doesn't rain at all, then how do you get ready for it?
Well, that was the kind of preseason we had, I guess, without the rain, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And without the cold. Any other notes from the team's performance, as you look at your team now, 5-0, before we get to discussing this week's game, to share with us?
Actually, I think outside our team, I think, you know, just look at the programs this whole weekend. I mean, you know, obviously congratulations. You know, both soccer's won on homecoming and field hockey. And volleyball, you know, everybody won this weekend. So it's not even about football. It's about the athletic program, you know, starts from up top and how well of a job the other programs are doing.
All right. So it's Nichols this week. They're a league opponent. They're 0-1 in the league, but 3-2 overall. And, one of the teams with the one win in the in your league, which would include yourselves, University of New England, and Western New England. So give me a preview on the Nichols game this Saturday.
Yeah, very, very good team, very well coached. Dale does a great job. They always have a lot of talented players. They're one of the better receivers in the conference. Hunter Ferro's been there for a while, and they have a new offensive coordinator who has a lot of FCS, FBS experience. They're very sound, scored a lot of points. I think they scored 71 points at one point. So high octane offense, defensively, have a lot of good playmakers, a lot of returning vets.
So this is a team that can score, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they absolutely can.
Tell me about, and finally, I guess, a note on the league. So we've got really the first weekend in league action have been played. What do you know more about the league now?
Honestly, I think it's still very early. You know, it's only one game. I think, you know, I think things will sort out as the year continues to go. But each team's going to have a bye at certain times. So I think it's very early right now.
Gotcha. Well, Coach, good talking with you, and we'll talk again soon.
Great. Thank you very much, Bill. Yep. Have a good week.
Yeah, you too. Paul McGonigal, head football coach at Endicott College, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.